You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
2 years into the global pandemic, the world has faced a lot of changes, from new variants of the coronavirus running rampant to the rollout of vaccines to protect us against COVID-19. We've seen nations mobilise to tackle the virus, but we've also seen a small minority of people pushing back against the health measures that have been enacted. And in our digital age, it's no surprise that social media is fueling the spread of fear and misinformation alongside the virus. So why exactly does a global crisis invoke such strong reactions? We've seen this in Ottawa, we've seen this in Wellington, in the States, across the world. And as Omicron sweeps across the globe now and the booster shot campaign continues, I spoke to Dr. Danny Osborne, a social psychology lecturer from the University of Auckland. We discussed the recent anti-vax protests, as well as the wider attitudes towards the pandemic 2 years on.
The main story dominating the headlines at the moment is the protests against COVID-19 restrictions. We've seen this happen here recently and in Canada and all over the world. With a global crisis like a pandemic, are strong reactions like this expected?
I suppose it's partly expected because there's three main ingredients for collective action. First, you have to identify with a particular social movement. Second, you have to feel efficacious, that is, that you can make some sort of social change. And third is a feeling or a sense of injustice. And I think with something like we're seeing at the moment, you've got all three of those factors at play. So in that sense, it's predictable that some people would feel a sense of injustice over COVID restrictions. And as such, the fact that people are protesting based on those felt injustices, I think it's understandable given what we know about collective action.
And with the trucker protests going on in Canada and yesterday the Freedom Convoy in New Zealand, do these protests represent an increasing political divide?
I think it's important to keep in mind that this is only a small fraction of New Zealanders. I mean, we're kind of leading the world in terms of vaccination rates, etc. As such, keeping in mind that 1,000 people showing up for Parliament is not a substantial voice of New Zealanders.
What motivates people to kind of ignore advice from government and health officials? Is it specific to COVID, or is it a wider anti-authority attitude that drives it? Like you said, that sense of injustice.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great question. And I think we're learning day by day in terms of people's resistance to COVID restrictions. A lot of it might be this kind of disbelief that almost like a fierce sense of individualism, where the individual knows best and will take no advice from authority figures, regardless of science behind the recommendations.
Is this individualistic kind of attitude more likely to happen in Western society compared to a more collectivist society somewhere else?
I think so. In many ways, I think it's kind of following on the MAGA movement in the US and some of these other fiercely individualistic types of movements that we've seen over the last couple of years, where people have kind of lost sight of the larger society in many ways. And that does seem to be uniquely Western type of movement.
Fear is also quite a powerful motivator in the face of a pandemic like this. So for some, it drives booster rates. Like we've seen a very high rate of people getting their shots because of the Omicron variant. But it also drives others into misinformation and alternative views. So what kind of differentiates these people?
I think it's really ideology. I was thinking a lot about this morning and you know, reflecting on the fact that progressive social movement and these more reactive kind of conservative social movements that are opposed to progressive change, they're both motivated by the same ingredients. That is the identity, the efficacy, and the sense of injustice. But what tends to shape that, I think, is ideology and kind of directing people towards one path or the other. And so in that sense, I think it's this larger kind of ideological worldview that may be shaping people to protest in one direction versus the other.
At what point does this sentiment become dangerous or maybe even violent? Could we see these protests escalating, or could it eventually settle down?
Yeah, that's also a really good question. A lot of the normative climate within the country, I think, can help direct whether or not a movement turns violent or stays peaceful. I mean, my hopes are that things remain peaceful here in New Zealand.
Mm.
And I think there was something on the Daily Show the other week where they were looking at protests in New Zealand versus the insurrection in the States. And, you know, the protesters last time in New Zealand accidentally knocked over a guard railing and then politely picked it back up. And then they kind of showed the insurrection in the States to highlight the vast difference between how people are protesting here in New Zealand versus the U.S. Maybe it has something to do with New Zealand culture. Maybe it's something completely different. But I'm hopeful that the protests remain peaceful here.
Do you think social media plays a big role in driving misinformation and anti-government sentiment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there was a report about 6 months ago showing that you can trace back all of the misinformation or the vast majority of misinformation that's been spread to just under a dozen people, primarily through these social media channels.
Well,
yeah, it's pretty alarming.
Since the pandemic first emerged in early 2020, a lot has changed. We've seen different variants emerge, and of course there has been the development and rollout of a vaccine. So 2 years on, are we seeing a drastic shift in our attitudes towards COVID?
I think so. I think we have quite a bit of fatigue over the last 2 years. You know, you're starting to see a lot of frustration expressed by New Zealanders. At the same time, I think it's important to keep in mind that we have been incredibly resilient and, you know, the booster uptake has been quite impressive to date. So although there's quite a bit of fatigue and frustration out there, I think by and large, New Zealanders are still kind of on path towards dealing with this in an effective way.
That was Associate Professor Danny Osborne from the University of Auckland Social Psychology Department. He spoke to me about the recent anti-vaccination protests, anti-government attitudes, and how our mindset towards the pandemic has shifted over the past 2 years.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.